President Robert E. Kennedy of Cal Poly is our interview guest this afternoon. We're indeed honored to have you visit with us this afternoon, Dr. Kennedy.
It's my pleasure to be here, Don.
Dr. Kennedy, since our topic today is Cal Poly and its community relations, I wonder if you would tell us how you view these relationships.
Well, I review the relationship as one that we hope will improve, and that the entire Central Coastal area will soon consider Cal Poly even a more integral part of its area than it has in the past.
I know, Dr. Kennedy, that many of our listeners, as I've visited with them from time to time, are interested in the economic contribution that Cal Poly makes to the community. I guess it's a pretty sizable contribution, isn't it?
Yes, the contribution in terms of dollars might be calculated about as follows. The total impact maybe would amount to $30 to $35 million in a year. That sounds quite a lot, but let me tell you how we arrive at it. We have an annual operating budget now of about $11 million plus. Our average annual capital expenditure for major building and minor construction is from $6 to $7 million. And a recent survey of students would indicate that our total student body expends approximately $13 million in a year. So that would be about $31 to $35 million, and as we grow, it will grow larger. And that money is spent primarily in the area. In fact, of our operating budget, almost 85% of that is in salaries to our employees. And you know how salaries go. It goes for living expenses, and the capital expenditure, while it goes to contractors who may come from outside the area, the largest percentage of their employees will be local union skilled men and laborers. And so I would say that we make that kind of impact on the community.
And I guess that money, a lot of it that's spent, multiplies as it goes through the community, so it could be even greater.
Well, I'm not an economic analyst, Don, but from what I have studied of economics, the dollar turns over many, many times once it starts into the economy.
Now, you mentioned, Dr. Kennedy, that this contribution would grow as the college grows. What do you look for as far as growth of the student body and faculty is concerned during the next few years?
Well, as you know, Don, our enrollment as of this fall quarter, 1967-68, is about 8,400 students. We figure this will level off to an annual average figure of about 8,300 full-time equivalent students. We figure that the last trend study would indicate an increase of about 500 students a year, so this will give us, by 1970, approximately 10,000 students, and by 1972, approximately 12,000, which is our target enrollment figure. This is the figure that the trustees have said shall be our maximum total. Of course, as you know, you've heard me say this before, we've gone through it on several occasions in the past. Once our figure was 3,600, then it was 5,000, and then it was 7,000, and now it's 10,000, now it's 12,000, and I would suspect that when we reach 12,000, there may very well be pressure to raise it to the figure of, say, 20,000.
So Cal Poly is going to continue to be an important factor in the community.
Well, education in California is one of the most important activities of state and local government, and it is throughout the United States, and I see no chance that there will be any let up on this, and so I would say yes, the potential in terms of economics is very great. Of course, Don, I'd like to go back a moment. When we talk about the contribution of the college to the Central Coastal area, it certainly is not simply an economic impact. After all, we're an educational institution. We're the only four-year college within 100 miles of San Luis Obispo. And while we have a fine junior college, the Cuesta Community College here in this community, You must remember that a state college offering specialized professional curriculum in some 36 to 38 different areas is a very important contribution to the area. And we provide professional improvement for people who are in teaching and other fields through courses that they can take. And we are adding graduate programs at the master's degree level in the immediate years to come. And so the real impact on the community is the higher education opportunities that we bring to the Central Coastal area.
Well, that's, I think, equally important, or perhaps even more important than the economic opportunity that's offered. Dr. Kennedy, our time is gone for this afternoon. We certainly appreciate your taking time to visit with us.
It's been my pleasure, Don.
Our guest this afternoon has been Dr. Robert E. Kennedy, president of Cal Poly.